Hey guys, you're welcome back to Tea with Maya. This is where we brew the finest tea of optimum temperature, never too hot to burn you and never too cold to bore you. I remain your humble host, Jeremiah, and this is Tea with Maya.
I know sometimes you feel like said, nobody's in do that's my life. I did for you, my friend.
No vex for me. Say I never call you sins, but I hope that you are well. I hope you're my cattle. Every day I do pray for you. Make you a bug, I'll bless you. I never forget you. I won't forget you. See my shoulder, make you rest upon me. You know I got you. Let me be your friend indeed. Your money don't show. No go so far, cause anything I get now for me and you.
So on today's episode, we'll be talking about the aftermath of ASUU's strike and how the government slash ASUU's decision has affected students across the world. Yes, across the world. So I'll be using myself as an instance, and I'll be talking about other scenarios. Yeah, so stay tuned. All right, so let's get into it. Now ASUU called off the strike last week, Friday, yes, and for some students they were not happy about it. So especially some students in my department, they were not happy about it, including me. So mine is like a bittersweet experience, in the sense that I'm happy that I'm getting to move forward. I mean, it's been a while. I'm literally supposed to be in 400 level now, and thanks to ASUU, I'm in 200. So it's like, that's like the, will I say, the sweet part of the reason why I'm happy it was called off. But the bitter part is the fact that there is nothing in this brain. Like, the only thing that is in this brain right now is Ashake. So like, it's the, like, we've stay at home for 8 months, yes. And although I'm going to be honest, while I was at home, my mom kept hammering, Timmy, read your books, Timmy, read your books. When you resume, you're going to resume, they're going to rush you guys. And which is actually what happened. They dropped the calendar, and we literally have less than 1 month to our exams. So, like, looking at all that now, it's really, really, will I say, the bitter part of the experience. I am not too pleased with that part, especially. Like, I mean, you know what we've done before the before ASUU went on strike? Like, there's next to nothing, or there's next to nothing that I remember as a student, because I honestly didn't revise my work during the strike. But now the strike has been called off and we have just a month. So I have to like literally revise that, and I have to still revise the ones we are going to do during this like 2 weeks or 3 weeks thereabout to like get prepped for my exam. And I still have to read. Like, it's all that. So that's like the whole experience about it. And some student, like, I saw some memes. There's this particular guy that gave a testimony in church. I gave a testimony too. But there's this guy that gave a testimony in church and was like, I am leaving home. Some people are like really, really happy that they are getting to leave home. They are getting to go back to, like, getting to go back to that that environment where they see their friends, their coursemates, and they get to like meet them and all. We understand, yes? So like, some people are really, really happy about it and vibed about it because like, it's something they've wanted for months, and finally, yes, they can go back to school. Some even want freedom, and some is the fact that they use them as house help at home. Some, their parents use them as house help at home. So like, according to them, I'm quoting them by what they said. So like, some people are really, really happy about all this and reason why they want to leave home. Yeah, so it's majorly all that. And so some students are also not so happy because they get to go back to school and spend a lot on feeding. And like, so it's the fact that two days back, I think, I saw ASO tweet again that they don't have money to go to work. And they were like kind of hinting on another ASU strike, and I'm like, okay. In my mind, I'm like that was the point that I got to know that, okay, this is actually a bittersweet experience for me. It dawned on me there and there. Like, I was like, ASU should go back on strike, and I was also like, what if ASU goes on strike? I'm one of those people who want to leave home. So like, I'm like, what if ASU goes on strike, and I sit down at home and they keep on using me at home. So like, it was really, really funny, but thankfully school is resuming on Saturday, I think. Unilag is resuming on Saturday and I'm going back joyfully. Yay! So like, basically it's all this, and I'm going to talk from the point of view of lecturers. This is what I feel, and this is an open space. So like, if you have any objections to whatever I'm saying, send it to my email or text me on IG at Maya. So this is what I feel. I feel that the lecturers actually have the right to all this. So yes, there are actually some lecturers who work in two or three universities, and yes, they get their money from all those universities, including this particular university which is on strike. But at the same time, what of the ones who just have this particular university which is on strike and they have their 8 months salary? So like, there and there you get to see. It wasn't until my course advisor actually made a statement on the group that made me to see it from my own perspective, and I was like, actually these guys actually have something to fight for. Like, they actually need to fight for all this, because if they don't, and let's say the university takes it upon themselves to like for instance, the federal university takes it upon themselves to like change the whole system and like increase school fees, most students will be able to pay. Like, imagine they increase school fees from, like, say, 18,000 or 17,000, and they increase it to, say, 500. Guy, it's a federal university. So, like, who is going to pay all that? So, basically, they are literally fighting for us and themselves. So, it's like, it's what I've done. I've put myself in their position to like try to understand that they are providing for their families, especially the men. They are providing for their families, providing for like their children's schooling too, feeding, everything is all on their neck. And I understand that it might not seem so good that they are benefiting from two or three universities, but like, hey, there are others who are not actually in that same position. So like, let's give it a thought and all that. So basically, I'm hyped that school's back in session. The only thing I'm hyped about is the exams and everything. I get like, start the pressure and all. I'm not hyped about that. But yeah, I feel this is going to be a really good journey for me. And I just hope year on forward, like, even if they're to go on a strike, it shouldn't pass a week, or like, yeah, it shouldn't pass a week, because like, the government should also try their possible best to like respond to all this. The government should try their possible best to like respond to their needs, actually, because they deserve it. 8 months, it's a long while, and they've not been paid. So, like, the government should actually try to listen to. So basically, that's about that. Yes, it's a very short episode today, but like, we needed to talk about the aftermath of ASUU strike, the wave the suspension of the strike brought in. So let's talk about that. I mean, there were a lot of memes from the beginning of the week. Even there were the ones that were like, boys would like dress up by 8:30 or 8, and they would go to the girls' house, and they would call the girls to come downstairs. And like, there was like a photo of the outfits they would both wear. So like, the memes has been crazy. Like, the memes about lecturers and the memes about students going back to school, about how lecturers will like fail students in this, like, it's been really, really crazy. But like, hey, I hope none of that comes to pass. But yes, it's the wave. It's basically good to want to be back in school. We get to like go back to our regular routine. We get to meet our friends. We get to move on in life. Yes, that is very important. We can't stay stagnant. We get to move on in life. So it was nice doing this with you guys today. So kindly follow us on Instagram at TeaWithMaya. And on Spotify, kindly stream our podcasts, kindly give us ratings, and you can check us up on Spotify, Apple Music, and Anchor. Yeah, the link is on our bio on IG. So thanks for staying with us, and thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
You always stay in my mind. Body me gone, gone, gone. I cherish you with my life. Don't worry yourself, oh. Everything go day alright. And if anybody try you, you know it's gonna be on sight. See my shoulder, make you rest up on me. You know I got you. Now me be your friend in need. Oh, money, money don't show. No go suffer, 'cause anything I get now for me and you. For you, bye.